We have a glimpse now of Afghanistan's war as fought by Afghans. The country is increasingly supposed to be defending itself. And NPR's Tom Bowman has been watching as Afghans try to rely less on the United States. He's just back from Afghanistan. Joins us in the studio. Tom, welcome home.
Thanks, Steve.
How are the Afghans doing?
Well, Steve, this is the first time I've seen them look like a professional army. They're pretty well equipped, organized, and led. They're eager to go out and take on the Taliban. Mm-hmm. Now, just a few years ago, when I would go out on patrol, the Americans would be in full combat gear, ready to go. The Afghans would be sleepy, half-dressed. Here's an Afghan soldier back in 2010 asking for breakfast.
Huh?
They need some milk.
No, we don't have enough milk. We don't have any milk.
Okay, so basically depending on the Americans for everything, including the basics.
Right. And so that's why I went there this time, to go out with multiple Afghan units to find out how they're really doing without any Americans in sight. So I went on a large operation in southern Zabul province, an area full of Taliban, and here's what I saw. Fuel trucks, cargo trucks, and buses zip along Highway 1 toward Kabul, just like any other morning. The drivers seem not to notice what's above them on a vast desert plateau that overlooks the highway. Dozens of soldiers and police mill about, waiting for orders. There are armored vehicles, towed artillery, an ambulance, a long line of Humvees. Each one has a massive Afghan flag snapping in the breeze, like banners from some ancient army. The man in charge is Brigadier General Akram Sameh. He struts among the troops, smiling and chugging a can of Red Bull. Then he turns toward Highway 1, fingers his prayer beads, and peers below at his objective, the village of Tazir Abad, a Taliban stronghold that lies across the highway.
Okay, let's move.
General Sameh slides down a rocky embankment, crosses the highway, and trudges down into the brush, pointing to a deep ravine that parallels the highway.
Perfect place for Taliban to hide.
No problem.
That the good guys?
Good guys.
General Sameh smiles and gestures towards his troops across the highway. They're shooting at suspected Taliban in the village and in the parched hills beyond. They press on, crossing a small stream and rising toward an open plain. This is just a small part of a larger Afghan effort called Operation Rescue. It's one of the first large-scale combat operations planned, organized, and fought by Afghan forces.
We're now heading into the village with Brigadier General Sameh. You can see a long line of soldiers and police in front of us. And you can see the first outlines of the village, the mud brick walls. They've been firing rounds into the village at suspicious targets, and they've been shooting mortars into the hills.
The soldiers, joined today by local police, start to fan out into the village.
Come.
They push open a metal door and surge into a compound. Children scatter about. Several women cover themselves in shawls, huddle together, and squat by a wall. A policeman digs through a pile of hay looking for weapons. A middle-aged man with a turban and thick beard walks up. His name is Haji Abdul Bari.
No one is happy with the war. Look, my children over there, they are on the ground. Do you think they are happy when the bullets are passing over them? Can you hear the shooting? Of course, no one supports the war.
He says the Taliban come into the village at night looking for food and water. They meet in the mosque, and when day breaks, they slip back into the hills. At least, he adds, his village is more secure because it's near an army outpost. The police push aside a blanket hanging from his doorway and stream into his house, pulling up carpets, opening doors and cabinets. He stands by and slightly shakes his head. When the police leave, he tells a different story.
Look, being near the post, it has two sides. One is the safety, of course, and another is a problem.
Abdul Bari says he has a cow tied in his garden, but he's afraid every time he tends to it. That's because the soldiers watching from the army post have mistaken him for a Taliban fighter planting a bomb. His neighbors have actually come under fire, though no one has been hurt. He prefers the government to the Taliban, he says, but the local government isn't making his life easier. There are no police patrolling the village. His eyes fill with tears.
Both of the sides, leave us and we want to be in peace.
Afghan military officers agree that local government here has failed. They say the provincial governor is weak and doesn't provide basic services. And the district governor, something akin to a mayor or a county council chairman, is nowhere to be seen. He lives in Kandahar, 2 hours away. The soldiers move on, searching a few more houses. They find nothing, no Taliban, no weapons. As the soldiers head back through the fields, artillery continues to pound the Taliban in the hills. They cross the river and climb the windy hill to their armored vehicles. Back at the army outpost above the village, General Sameh settles into his office, just a large open room with a white plastic table. I ask him about what the villager said, about a lack of help from the government. General Sameh agrees that his military operation can only achieve so much. When we go in and disturb people's homes, it disrupts their lives, he says. It's not the military's job to govern, he says. The provincial government needs to provide services and hire more police. Without better government, General Sameh says, we'll be conducting the same operation over and over.
We've been listening to NPR's Tom Bowman. Conducting the same operation over and over, he warns. What did you think about when you heard that, Tom?
I thought about it. I heard the same thing from the Americans when I went with them years ago.
Over and over.
Right. That the government has to deliver, and once that happens, the Taliban has no sea to swim in.
And years later, they're still saying the same thing.
That's right.
Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's NPR's Tom Bowman, freshly back from Afghanistan on NPR News.